Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The opening prices now on the boards to trade in Kansas City, Minneapolis, and Chicago. A couple numbers from Kansas City. The July wheat opened this morning down 3.5 cents a bushel at 881. The September contract opened at 895, down 9.75 cents. The wheat in Minneapolis for spring, for September, the spring wheat contract opened at 930 a bushel, down 5.5. July wheat in Chicago opened at 858, down 7.25 cents. The September also down 7.25 on the open at 873. December wheat 899, down 4.5. March 917.5 a bushel, down 7. And July wheat in Chicago for next year open at 935.5, down 8.75. Nearby July corn on the Board of Trade opened down 10.75 cents today at 738 a bushel. September 749.5, down 11.5. December 768, down 12.5. March of next year 783, down 14.75. May corn 793.5, down 17.25. And July of next year 797, down 12.5. July soybeans on the nearby contract opened this morning at 1635, down 10.75 cents. August down 15.5 cents at 1624. September beans 1619, down 13. November 1610, down 20. January down 20.25 on the open at 1623. March opened at 1627, down 18.5. And next year's May beans at 1613, down 23. Soybean meal for July opened at 438, down 580. And August opened at 435.50, down 5.30. July bean oil opened at 67.35, down 42. And the August at 67.35, down 64. On to the Mercantile Exchange, where live cattle for October opened at 111.90, 100 weight down or up 12.5. December, 114.40, down 2.5. And February opened up 10 at 116.30. The August feeder cattle contract opened at 112 even, down 150. September 113.35, down 27.5. And October 115 even, down 30. Lean hogs for July open at 71.80, down 2.5. August 71.20, down 10. October lean hogs 69.47.5, down 17.5 cents. And December 73.20, down 32.5. Pork bellies for July opened at 68.20, down 85. August opened down 115 at 68.90.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Crude oil continues to climb this morning on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The August contract at $114.40 a barrel. That's up 83 cents from yesterday's settlement. In the metals, the September silver contract is at $18.24, down 18.5 cents an ounce. And gold for August is down $10.50 at $9.36 an ounce. The CRB index is at 471.98, down 154. The U.S. dollar index, 72.62, down 59. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is now up 91 points at 11,306, a bit of a reversal from earlier today. Possibly on the unemployment numbers may not be quite as bad as had been feared. NASDAQ is up about 5 points at 22.57, almost 6 points now, and the S&P is up 7 points at 12.68. Looking at current trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is down in the 1.25 to 4.5 cent range. Corn is down between 6 and 8.25 cents, and the beans nearby down 6.25, harvest month down 13. Now to join us for a look at the market as we begin a shortened trading day on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, and Dan is out west today. Good morning, Dan.
Yes, I'm here.
You are here,
Tom.
Yes, I'm here too. We're looking at a trading day that's beginning lower after a big increase yesterday, so maybe a little profit taking before the holiday.
Yeah, this whole week has had a lot of noise in it, and I think that's the volatility that we've seen in the marketplace. You know, last week it was kind of, you know, end of the month, end of the quarter, going into a weekend that was going to have a government report Monday morning before the markets open, so that created a little noise. Now this week we had a surprise government report, and now we've you know, had weather forecasts switch back and forth from hot and dry to something more normal, and now we got another three-day weekend. So we're getting a lot of noise in the market, but I think the underlying trend in the market is still very strong. I think one of the most key features in the market is the continuation of commodity inflation, with crude oil prices making new highs this week. You've got, you know, the dollar on the verge of falling off the cliff. You've got the European community raising interest rates to strengthen their currency or to slow down inflation. So then that's going to eventually force the United States to raise interest rates or either let the dollar continue to drift lower. And I don't see the U.S. raising interest rates anytime soon. But so you've got a lot of noise in the market. You've had gold prices up sharply, down sharply. I think probably when we come back to trade here Monday morning when everybody's back at work, the market will probably try to settle down a little bit, and we'll kind of get back into more of a normal rhythm of, as far as the markets go.
Which means looking at weather, I would guess.
Well, as far as corn and soybeans go, yes, weather is out in front here. We've got such a wide variety of maturity levels out there. We've got corn that was planted in early April that's probably tasseling maybe this week, and we've got corn that's planted in early May or mid-June that's a long way. So we do have, I think weather's going to be around for quite some time. If we would ever get into a prolonged period of hot and dry, I think, of course, that would probably, you know, be a panic-type situation, especially with our acres relatively small this year compared to what demand projections could be. And if you got into any kind of supply tightening weather pattern, these markets probably have a lot of room yet to go up on.
So for a producer who may be looking at the sky today, at least in East Central Illinois, and secretly wishing for a little bit more rain, what should they be thinking about market-wise right now?
Well, of course, any kind of marketing decisions depend upon where they're at, where they're sold up at. You know, myself, I guess I'm bullish enough to be a little more patient on the market, because I think the outside markets activity is going to have more impact on the commodity prices down the road than maybe a rain here and a rain there. So, but on the other hand, if a farmer doesn't have anything sold, you know, these are awfully good price levels to peel off an increment or so. I mean, it's kind of hard to turn down these levels when you look at what we've actually experienced over the past. But I do know that there's a lot of people that's probably got too much sold too soon. And so they're probably in a mode now, more of a wait and see to see how things develop and to see how big a crop they actually do have. And that may be another month or so yet.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Let's take a look now at how the market is doing after this.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Now taking a look at the current market activity in Kansas City. July wheat is down 3.5 cents a bushel now at 881. September down 8.25 at 896.5. July wheat in Chicago is trading down 2.75 cents at 862.5, but the deferred contracts have gone up. The September is at 881, up 0.75 cents. December now 906 a bushel, up 2.5 cents. Bushel of July corn right now at 746, down 2.75 cents. September 757.5, down 3.5. The Dease is also down 3.5 at 777, and March corn is at 797.5, down 0.25. Soybeans for July at 1639.5, down 6.25 cents. August down 6.5 at 1633. September at 1619 a bushel, down 13 cents. November at 1618, down 12. So a little upward movement in the soybeans from a lower open. Soybean meal for July down 1.10 at 442.70, and the bean oil for July at 6715, down 62. August live cattle are at 103.90 right now, down 10. October, 111.60, down 15. August feeders at 111.90, down 25. September, 113.30, down 32.5. Lean hogs for July up 37.5 right now at 72.20. August at 71.10, down 20. And July pork bellies are down the $3 limit right now at 66.05. Recapping the Wall Street, the Dow is up 80 points now at 11,296. The NASDAQ is up 4 at 22.53. And the S&P is up 5.5 points at 12.67. And crude oil again trading right now at $144.40 a barrel. That's up 83 cents. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.